This is ESPN Radio's Barton Hahn Podcast.
It's Barton Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, and we are live from ESPN Studios above the Heineken River Deck at Pier 17. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776 is the number to be part of the conversation. If you're just joining us, the Giants have made their hire. They will bring in, from the Buffalo Bills, assistant GM Joe Shane. He will be their GM. Now, who will be their head coach? Could it be Brian Daboll? Could it stay in Buffalo and bring him in to coach Daniel Jones, Saquon Barkley, and company? Or could it be Brian Flores? There's another name that Adam Schefter says is on their list, along with Dan Quinn. So now we keep an eye on where the Giants go from here. There's that. There's Jerry Jones, who just a few minutes ago was on radio in Dallas and kind of hinted to the fact that, you know, I kind of not sure I'm comfortable with the coaching, but who's out there that's any better? It's really, if you were going to boil it down to anything, he sort of says that. It's like, you know, there's no one really that great, so I got my guy, but we just got to be better. But he wasn't happy with the way things went this season. And why should he be? There were high expectations for this team. Now, we've yet to really get into the teams that are actually playing the divisional round. That is coming up this weekend, and we've got great games to do. We got trash talk to do, and we'll start that at 2 o'clock. The trash talk segments begin at 2 o'clock on all those games, and we'll get you ready for the weekend. But right now, he has entered the room. Bart Stradamus is here.
And you know what? If you bet with me last week, you should be a rich man.
Yes, you were 3 for 3.
Oh!
But I do want to start off with a curveball, one you didn't know was coming.
I know all.
Do you?
Yes, my child.
So I want to know, is Jerry Jones going to make a coaching change? Because him saying some names he's seen in college makes me think.
Oh, hard.
Yes.
Ball. Oh.
Can you imagine Jim Harbaugh and Jerry Jones in the same place? I don't even know if that could even exist.
It's not a room big enough for the Eagles. Khaki pants clash with silver and blue. No, 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 my
not
child.
Not going to happen, okay.
If we are to see Harbaugh, and who has it better than the Cowboys? Oh, yes. It's the Raiders.
Ooh.
Oh.
All right.
That's your one bonus.
That's my bonus.
The next one shall cost you. Oh, yes. It's not free.
Okay. So let's then get into the games this weekend, Barstradamus. I need to know, will it be rest or rust for the Green Bay Packers? Or will the 49ers make it 0-4 for Aaron Rodgers in the playoffs against them?
Oh, rest for Aaron. Rust for his young team.
Wow.
As they are coming in this game overconfident. Bosa will be given the answers to the test. Tap 3 times for 3 fingers. He shall clear the protocol.
Oh, so wrong.
Debo will be snatching chains left and right. Oh, you have $200. No, I have $200. But at the end.
So it's Niners.
It shall be Aaron as he finally exercised the ghost of Christmas past. 0-4 turns to 1-5 or 1-4. Oh, I'm rusty.
1-3, but so it is said, so it shall be.
Whoa! Well, in the spirit world, in the mirrors, we sing things backwards.
Yes.
But I have dyslexia, so I see it forward. Oh, yes.
Now, Bart Stradamus, your good friend Bart Scott, put a lot of pressure on one quarterback And I thought it might be Matt Stafford, but it's not. He put that pressure on Josh Allen. So will Josh Allen conquer that pressure and Arrowhead?
Oh, like I often say, what's a goon to a goblin? And what's a god to a non-believer? Well, Josh Allen isn't a believer in that pagan god that asks for the Stretty Betty price. Oh, Mahomes may be a god to you, but to the Buffalo Bills and Poyer, their era ends today. I hate the mother.
Okay.
Yes.
So?
Josh Allen shall exercise the ghost of Christmas past. And like last year when Diggs watched them celebrate, it shall be him and his Buffalo Bills that celebrate in the divisional round. So it is said. So it shall be.
Wow, that's a bold prediction, Barstradamus.
Not bold for
well, it's not
me
a prediction.
Who knows
that's
the
true.
Truth.
You see all. Okay. Last but not least, will Tom Brady be running for his life all game against the Rams?
Not only shall terrific Tom run for his life, he shall run to his locker and clean it out.
What?
Oh, yes.
Are you saying this will be the last game he plays?
It's the end of terrific Tom. Giselle shall wait no longer, as there is nothing else to prove. Bill isn't right. His squad is sent home. The point was proven last year. Tom's the greatest. There's no debate. But to spend time in your kids' lives, you can't be late. Tom, it was an honor. Oh, yes. So it is said, so it shall be. As Tom used to be, is 44, he used to be 43. As he said a long time ago, 45 is the end. And oh yes, Tom, a.k.a. Benjamin Button, time he has bent. Oh.
Thank you, Barstradamus. Those were two of the boldest, I don't want to call them predictions because you see the future.
Oh, yeah.
Two of the boldest, what do they call those?
Visions.
These are visions. Very bold visions, especially the one of Brady losing, and that's it. He's done.
Wow. That's it. He had the extension. He had originally had an extension for 2 years.
Could it happen?
They added the time on, but it was only a 2-year deal. It was only meant to be a 2-year deal.
Right.
Tom has fulfilled his obligation.
Want him
to
a chip?
Tampa.
Try to repeat, and if it doesn't happen, let me walk out of here before they carry me out of here. And what Ninkovich said, we had him on earlier. It is so interesting to see this. And not that anybody wants to see him retire.
Yeah.
But what you don't want to see, I said this about
Kobe. Don't want him looking like Johnny Unitas.
That's what I mean.
In the Chargers uniform.
I said this about Kobe when we watched Kobe at the end of his career, like the last year. And obviously he left an amazing, that last game by Kobe was unbelievable. But there were times you watch him, you're like, I don't want to see Kobe like this.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to my last memory of Kobe shouldn't be this. It's like Jordan with the Wizards. I don't need to see that.
Even though Jordan for the Wizards was still putting up buckets, it's like Patrick Ewing and the Magic.
Oh, God. That was
like
awful.
It's like Sean Kemp with the Grizzlies.
No, it was Shaq with the Cavaliers.
Somebody go pick Shaq up. He fell again.
There are certain things where you're like, I don't want that to be the last.
Hakeem Olajuwon with the Raptors. Just
how did that happen?
I want to throw up just thinking of it.
I just did. But Tom Brady walking – like, I wouldn't have a – like if they lose – and they could because the Rams have that front. They are tough. Wirfs, you don't know, are they compromised? Is it going to affect them? All those things. All the things, the reasons to think why they could lose.
Yeah.
And more reasons to think – and remember, what was the audio we caught of Giselle when they celebrated the Super Bowl? What'd she say?
What else?
What else do you have to prove?
Yeah.
And maybe that's what it is like, let's try to repeat, and if we can't, then that's it.
Yep.
And maybe that's it.
And would, if it's in such dominated fashion.
Nobody would have a problem with it. Everybody's like, everybody would give him a standing ovation. What a career. And we're now curious to see what you're going to do after this.
It might be like, you might see like some of the Rams players cry. Like when Muhammad Ali got his ass kicked.
Really? Rams players would cry?
Like, man, like, it's the GOAT, man. It's the last we're going to see the GOAT.
Walked off the it's, wow. It's such a compelling
ride off into
potential.
The sunset like Shane. You don't know if he shot or if he hurt or not.
Mm.
Just see him riding off into the sunset on a horse.
And then you have, of course, Aaron Rodgers.
Yep.
And Aaron Rodgers is not in that place. Even though some people are thinking like, you know, hey, he could walk away. I'm not buying it.
His ego's too big.
It's not the ego. It's just he's got so much left. And you said it, and I'm telling you, I know people have challenged you. I know Stephen A. challenged you on it today on First Take. And I listened to that debate, and I still felt like I just wished you had a little more – you said it more with your chest because it sounded like he was winning, but he wasn't winning that debate.
No.
The point you made I think is fair, and I think Ninkovich agreed with you too. He's got to get one more. Because his talent-wise, he's one of the greatest. Dan Marino is one of the greatest quarterbacks to ever play the game. He doesn't have a ring.
Right.
So while we can say he's one of the greatest, he ain't a GOAT.
See, but it's the thing, too. Like, when Dan Marino...
Elway needed that ring. He needed the second one, even though he didn't really...
He's the biggest loser.
He didn't really get that second ring. I mean, that was, you know, that was TD.
He was known for being a loser.
But
known for going to four AFC championships and losing to Cleveland. I mean, losing to the Super Bowl.
So I feel like... If I'm Aaron Rodgers, I'm maniacal trying to get that second one. Just give me that second one.
So here's the thing, too, right? Because it's, like I say all the time, it's levels to the Hall of Fame. And no matter what, you see, it's easy because when Dan Marino was doing what he was doing, we had never seen it done before. So we held him, even though he didn't win a Super Bowl, like this is one of the greatest of all times. But what happens is time passes, and it becomes a new generation that has never seen him play.
Yeah.
And what do they go to? They go to the numbers, right? And the numbers are going to be smudged a bit because the game is different, right? So when we get 10 years from now and we see, oh, Aaron Rodgers, he's not going to have as many yards passing as Drew Brees. He's not going to have as many touchdown passes as Drew Brees. So when we look at it, we're going to say, okay, two-time MVP, that's dope. Okay, how many Super Bowls you win? One? Okay, no, we can't elevate him. No, but he was a bad man. He was the baddest man with the ball. No. I never saw that. So you can't, like, all the time. At one point, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar was the greatest basketball player we had ever seen.
Yep.
And it wasn't even close. Nobody thought anybody ever catch his records. But do anybody even mention Kareem Abdul-Jabbar and the greatness? But
Time always does that.
So that's what I was trying to get through to Stephen A. We're living in the moment, but we're talking about in the future. Remember, like, the Hall of Fame is like an almanac. It's a history book. It's a time capsule of history of the game. And the farther we get away from it, the more proof and the better your numbers has to be, right? Babe Ruth, because his number stands up, right? We can say Kareem Abdul-Jabbar because his number stands up. Michael Jordan because his titles stand up. You know, so like when we get to it, who's to say that people aren't going to think that, oh, Patrick Mahomes 10 years from now was the greatest man to ever throw the football? He's already got what Aaron Rodgers has. You don't think that Patrick Mahomes isn't going to get two more MVPs? So then that's going to push him below him.
That conversation will start soon for him as well.
Right.
Once he starts getting to the other side of 30.
Right.
That's when, if he doesn't have a second one, then that's when that conversation is going to happen for him. And you mentioned it. Time waits for no one.
Exactly.
And for Rodgers, you can have all the accolades you want. But I agree with you.
Yeah.
Is that you start to when time moves forward, you just start looking back, and there's not the same amount of memory. Think about it this way: Magic Johnson has four rings.
Yep.
Magic Johnson is rarely, even though we have to remind ourselves, he's rarely that guy where you're like, "Wow, one of the great winners of all." Like, no, Michael first. LeBron is trying to force himself into that conversation, and we won't let him. Because he's still got to get, even though he's got his, he's still got to get more. He's got four, but it's like. And it's just the way we do things. Derek Jeter is one of the great winners right. in baseball history, but nobody will ever argue that he was one of the greatest shortstops who ever played.
He was a
great winner, yeah. and he had all these moments in winning that we just can't forget.
We're going to talk about him more than we talk about Barry Bonds, arguably the greatest hitter in this game
one of the greatest all-around players
but you've
ever seen.
You don't even mention
well, that's a completely different story. But so for Rodgers, I'm with you.
Okay, King
this
Griffin.
Has to be this has to be for Aaron Rodgers. Like you called the revenge tour for Josh Allen and the Bills,
yep.
and they're trying to now exorcise the demons.
Yeah.
For Aaron Rodgers, this has to for him and the Packers. That's what this year is about. It's got to be. It's got to be for him after watching what Brady just did.
Yeah.
In his mind, you always have to create these. Like I know athletes try to act like it's like I don't think about that stuff. Fans think
Liar.
About that. You need something to always motivate you. I have to have a villain. I need an opponent. I need somebody I'm trying to beat.
And Aaron,
he's trying to beat. Time and legacy right now.
And he's an intellectual. He's not some big loof. He's aware of history and his place in it. He's a well-thought, well-spoken person. He's a guy that is very reflective. And he understands where he stands. And he understands what his resume is lacking.
Mm-hmm.
So all this stuff about him retiring, what a hard watch. He loves himself too much. And he's playing for – like what I've always realized is that great players play to be immortalized. And listen, right now, if I ask you right now, how many MVPs did Joe Montana have? Nobody could tell me because that doesn't matter. Nobody cared. Nobody knew. How many titles does Jim Brown, how many MVPs does Jim Brown have? Nobody really knows. They can guess, but nobody knows. But man, when you start talking about rings, oh, we know who got them. We know that Bradshaw got 4. We know Bradshaw was the GOAT even though he wasn't a great quarterback until guess who? Ooh,
winning.
Joe Montana went and took it.
Yeah, that's what it is to me. It's winning, and that's what you remember.
You got
the most.
Tom Brady. Tom Brady chased Joe Montana till he got number 5 before we even thought about. It was blasphemy for them to ever think that Tom is better than Joe Montana until we got 5 and 6. We was like, damn,
it's over.
Yeah. Can't say nothing.
It's
damn,
it.
You know how many people fought for Joe Montana?
Yeah, no, it's true. Aaron Rodgers, again, as they're playing the Niners, and that's been a bit in the playoffs for him personally, kryptonite, but this is one of those games that you would think he's got to be motivated by a lot of things, and maybe he is. That's how you have to be. You have to be maniacal. Hey, Aaron, you are 0-3 against him in the playoffs. Did you know that? You know you haven't beaten him in the playoffs, right? Put that enough in his head, and that becomes something that you should be motivated by. Are you motivated by it, Aaron?
Not really any motivation. Motivation comes from within. I already have enough motivation on that. Inspiration. You know, I did watch this rivalry growing up. One big moment that sticks out was Young to T.O. for sure. And I think a lot of Packer fans talk about there being a fumble on that drive that wasn't called. But no extra motivation. It's just
right. You
know, I've been around, played a lot of football. I understand the history of this rivalry, the history of us against
them. I kind
of
like that.
But these are.
I kind of like
teams.
How he's saying, "Nah, no motivation," and then he gives you a whole history.
Right. Sure. So he's very, very aware. I tell you what.
I like that though. I'm aware of it. Is it driving me? Not until I win. Oh, and then I'll let you know.
Yeah.
Then I'll let you know, and that's fine.
Who could?
Because if he says, "Well, I'm sorry, Bart," but if he said yes, very much so, and then loses,
yeah.
He eats his own words. But if he says, I'm not motivated, and then wins, and then he's like, hey, by the way, I was motivated.
Who would Aaron Rodgers be? Because I tried to do this with Stephen A. when he was trying to tell me about when I used my Steve Nash, like all the MVPs don't mean nothing.
Yeah.
He's not regarded.
He won 2, but didn't get
won one.
Never got to a finals.
So I'm trying to figure out who would be the basketball equivalent. Will it be Moses Malone, a great player with only 1 title? Or would it be Oscar Robertson, arguably the walking triple-double who had all these stats and
remember,
it was like,
Oscar,
he's the greatest.
Oscar was a great player in Kansas City, with the Cincinnati, Kansas City, with the Royals. They're now the Kings in Sacramento. He was a great player for them, but never could win later in his career.
Right.
He didn't want to go, but then he's like, he went to Milwaukee to win.
Won with Lowell Sender.
And he was able to win.
But what I'm saying is, right, look at him and look at A-Ron, right? When he was doing what he was doing, arguably he was the greatest to ever do it. He was a walking triple-double, average a triple-double for his career. Aaron Rodgers is looked upon as like a guy that doesn't turn the football over. Like when you talk about the number
one of the
geeks,
cleanest quarterbacks.
Right. So,
you've ever
and
seen.
Oscar Robertson was one of the most complete players because of the rebounds,
yeah.
because of the facilitating, and also being able to put up 10 points. So if he only wins 1, oddly enough, he owns part of that team. would he be kind of like the Oscar Robertson of football? He's going to go down and be great. We don't talk about Oscar Robertson as amongst the greats. He's got one title, and he's the only guy to average a triple-double for his entire career.
I don't know.
You understand what I'm saying? We don't even talk about Oscar Robertson and his greatness. We just talk about he had a triple-double.
The comparable. I can't come up with the comparable of a guy that was just one of the most dominant, greatest players ever, and yet and stay with one franchise and only won the one championship. I mean, Dr. J, who else?
I was thinking Dr. J, but Dr. J
but Dr.
Didn't
J's
have
best
the
years were in,
right.
in the ABA.
He didn't have the statistics. That's why I said Oscar Robertson, because he has the title and
That's an interesting one. I mean,
that's why I said Moses Malone.
Charles, a producer from ESPN Plus, he said, how about Dirk Nowitzki?
Ah.
Terrific one.
Right? See?
Terrific
See?
One. But yet we love Dirk. Nobody has anything negative to say about Dirk.
But nobody puts Dirk in the top 20.
That's a fair point.
You know what I'm saying?
Like among the all-time?
Yeah. So Aaron Rodgers, did we get lost in translation?
All right, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776 is the number. We got your calls. We will get to them. We got Johnny Pickens. He's going to make you money. He's been doing that this whole way. He did split Wild Card Weekend, everybody, so at least he's still very much in the black the season. But coming up, a current college coach and a former NBA great, a guy you know and love, went off on the media yesterday. Yes, you need to hear that and several other things coming up next. Barton Hahn, ESPN Radio, ESPN Plus.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Bart and Hahn.
Bart and Hahn, ESPN Radio, presented by Progressive Insurance. You can save big when you bundle your auto, home, motorcycle, RV, or boat. Visit progressive.com.
You must be going blind in dreary areas. Man.
Hey, Tom Rock covers the Giants for my alma mater, I like to call it, Newsday.
News Dizzy.
Yeah. And Tom's an old friend of mine. I've known him forever. And he does a great job.
Thanks for listening, Tom.
Covering the Giants. And he had a couple of great lines. One of them about the Giants' new hire, Joe Shane, as their GM, the Bills' assistant GM.
Yeah.
Who's really, you know, he's put in 20 years in the league. He's worked his way up. A favorite of Brandon Bean. Also, as I mentioned, Bill Parcells also recognized him earlier in his career, had him in Miami doing some college scouting. So Tom says, Joe Shane's career thus far has been bookended by two Bills the Giants regard very highly. The Buffalo ones and the Parcells one. Well put, right?
No,
and that's what it is. Like it's the success of right now that you're seeing with Buffalo. So
yes.
He's part of that fingerprints all over that, especially in their draft. And they certainly need help because their draft has sucked.
Yes.
But also having a bit of a godfather-like approval from a guy like Bill Parcells, who you know in that franchise is still very highly regarded for his input. And so to have that part of it too, have that connection, I think is very important, should not be overlooked.
I don't know if it's this for a fact, but I just assume that if I walk in Bill Parcells' office, I just feel like it'd be a whole dish of Werther's Original. I don't know why that just popped in my head. I just feel like he just, like, sit down and he'd give me a Werther Original. You know what I mean? Am I tripping?
No, you're not tripping.
Okay.
I get the reference. It's funny. But I'm just talking about just from a general standpoint. Like, there's a lot of times when Giants makes hires and you're just like, all right, you know, like, okay, this guy's connected here. This guy's connected there. But there's other times where you say to yourself, you know, this makes a lot of sense. And for the Giants, this makes a lot of sense, especially with two top 10 draft picks, especially with some young pieces they already have on this team, and especially with the quarterback in Daniel Jones, who, as Bart has mentioned in the past several times, has similar attributes to Josh Allen. Similar attributes. Now, who does Shane want as his coach? Because that's what the Giants said. They'll hire the GM, and then the GM will be part of the coaching search. Would he want to bring with him Brian Daboll from the Bills because of the offense and the quarterback, the scenarios? And if he doesn't want him, it's because he's got pretty good – I mean, he's got great knowledge of him.
Yeah.
He knows who he is. They've had some success. They spent time these last couple of years together building this team up. So he knows better than anyone if Daboll is cut out to be a head coach, and especially one in New York to face the media on a regular basis, because we know the last guy couldn't do it.
Got Leslie Frazier too. Are general managers, like in college, they get hired and they leave immediately? Like, does he have to get to work immediately? He's hired, like his team is in a playoff run for the Super Bowl. Does he get to go along with that ride, or does he say peace?
But what is he doing? He's not really managing the roster.
But still, like, but this is his squad.
Of course. I'm sure that
he's not going to go to the games because he got to go scout to the Senior Bowl, stuff like that. He can still do both, right? Do they allow him back?
No,
you know what I mean?
It's a great point. No. No, if I hired you.
So he's done.
If I just signed the contract. We signed the contract.
Mail me my ring later.
Yeah. That's literally what that would be. I'm telling Bart, right, if I hired you.
Suck,
oh,
man.
Hey, if you guys don't mind, I'm going to go hang out in Kansas City this weekend. No, man, let's go.
Well, if you
get upstairs and get to work.
Well, if you hire Brian Daboll, I don't think he's leaving.
Well, you're not hiring Brian Daboll. You're going to interview him when they're off.
Right.
But you can't. You know how that works. You're not hiring him where he leaves the staff. It ain't like college where I'm not coaching the bowl game.
That's what I'm saying.
But as a GM,
so as the general manager,
We're going to have a press conference.
Bro, I need to see it through with my guys.
And you're with me now.
I need to see it with my guys.
You can see it on television.
So they're going to mail me my ring if we win?
Yes.
I ain't going to get to go to the parade?
I mean, if they're
if you're in the Super Bowl. You see what I'm saying? It's nuance. It's more nuance than that.
If you're in the Super Bowl.
He don't get to go to the Super Bowl?
I could probably say, you can go to the game, but you better get some work in. We got stuff to do here. I don't have time for you to hang out with your friends. You got to get to work.
You got to hire a staff. You got to hire a head of college scouting.
Thank you.
Hold on, but do the Giants have that?
It's up to him to decide who he's keeping and who he's dumping. That's up to him. Yeah, it's going to get real interesting.
Yeah,
42 years old.
I bet you don't fire none of Mara's family.
42 years old.
How much you want to bet?
You've got a lot of people on your.
How much you want to bet?
Oh, well.
Yeah, he ain't firing none of them.
But what would you do?
I'm fine there.
Oh, stop it. I would just change their roles.
Yo,
you now.
You'll be shining shoes in Pelican Bay.
Yeah.
Go down there and start washing.
That's one of the big headlines of the day. And obviously there's several others we have talked about. And we also have talked with other people, with our headline makers as well. But right now, Bart, it's time for us to step aside and let the headline makers do the talking in the segment we like to call
Audio Files. The audio file.
So we've had some like people versus media moments lately, right? We've had a lot of that stuff.
Yeah.
We've had some coaches go on long rants. Julius Randle, the Knicks were just fined $25,000 today because they failed to make Julius Randle available to the media again in the postgame. He hasn't talked to anybody in like a week and a half. He had one session after a practice, and in that session, he was grumpy. He's done a lot of the, he's already been fined for using vulgarities when talking about things. So
he's unfolding it before our eyes.
So now the Knicks have to pay for this, but for protecting him, $25,000. So that going on. So it's a weird relationship, and it's heading in the wrong direction. I've told a lot of people that's what's happening there. I've seen before. What I've seen before, I saw how it ended. So, anyways, with that in mind. The latest is a guy who is actually a former Knick, among other things.
He was a Knick?
Yeah. Penny Hardaway.
What?
He was. For a minute, he was. Look it up.
Does Chris Rock do his voiceover?
Actually, that's great. But right now, he's the head coach at Memphis, and he's been trying to build that program and really trying to get some momentum. But this year, they have been, I think it's fair to say, a disappointment. So they've lost three in a row now after last night losing to SMU. And when asked about the problems with his team and what's going on and why aren't you playing up to the levels that we expected, Penny had enough.
I think the one thing I can say to this media, because this media gets kind of up sometimes when it comes to me, we don't have our full roster. Y'all know we don't have our full roster. Stop asking me stupid questions about if I feel like I can do something. If I had my roster like they did, then I feel like I can do whatever I want to do. I'm coaching really hard. My boys are playing really hard. I'm not embarrassed about nothing. We have four freshmen starting. Y'all need to act like it. Act like we got 17 to 18 and 19-year-olds out here trying to learn how to play against 22, 23, and 24-year-old guys. Come on, man. Stop disrespecting me, bro. Like, don't do that. I work too hard. I work way too hard for that. Y'all write all these articles about me, and all I do is work. We got young kids on the floor. They got young kids on the floor.
You sound like he's letting a lot of emotion out.
Bro, like, that's not coach etiquette.
Yeah, that's
bro. Like, he sound like he talked to his boys, man. Keep it professional, Penny. Come on, man. You're better than that, man. You can't let them know they're getting to you because now they're going to keep poking. They see Tinks in armor.
Yeah.
Right? And you can't do that, man. Because they're going to poke the bear because all they need to do is go off on one of these epic rants and it makes them famous.
That's tough. It just shows you, though, that it's really boiling up for him right now.
And who the hell is 24? Man, that's G League age. Like, what the hell are you talking about, 24 years old? What do you play, the European national team?
SMU might have a couple of guys that they got in the transfer portal that are, like, graduate students now. I don't know.
If you're 24 and you've been in college this long, then you suck.
But one thing that I think is a continuing lesson to learn is those who deal with the media on a regular basis, there's times where you're just going to lose it because you're so frustrated. It's like responding to trolls on Twitter.
Yeah.
Don't bother. Like, this is –
what stories is he talking about? Why are you reading the stories?
Yeah, Penny, just – you got to
– quit reading the stories.
Yeah.
And whoever sent him the article, they need to be ashamed of themselves.
Well, it's the questions, though. It's the questions that he's sick of answering over and over again because he's just – he finally just bursts and said, listen, I've got – we're missing three guys. Yeah. I've got these kids that are 18. I've got a lot going on here. Look, it's not for everyone. This is a hard job.
Penny's both, right? See, he's a coach and he's a celebrity because we watched Deion go off when he say, call me Coach Prime, and he walked off on the kid.
Yeah.
That was the best thing to happen to the kid because he wanted to try and make a name off himself. And like what Anthony or Penny, Coach Penny, or Coach Hardaway have to recognize.
This real quick, though.
Yeah, okay.
All right, I'm sorry.
That's all good.
But it's just we made our point on that. I want to get to this one, though, because we had Deion. You mentioned Deion. We had Deion Sanders on yesterday when we talked about the Cowboys and all their issues. And Jerry Jones earlier today, early in the show, we told you about him sounding off. It sounds like he's not sure what to do with coaching. But Deion said yesterday when I asked him, like, is it just added pressure playing for Dallas, playing for the Cowboys? He said the guys that feel pressure are not true ballers. They aren't built for the game. He said stars are the reason, not your coach. The stars are the reason they lost that playoff game. Michael Irvin said the same.
Our stars didn't show up. We had no shot. Whenever you got disorder, dysfunction. We can't have our stars putting up role player numbers like 31 yards rushing, one catch for 21 yards, 69 passer rating. And then have our role players putting up numbers like Schultz and Wilson. That's a disorder. Trying to make our role players stars, our stars role players. That's a disorder, and the team dysfunction.
Major, major frustration. You hear it now from Michael Irvin as well as you heard it from Deion yesterday on our show. That was from 96.7 The Ticket, by the way. So Dallas now figuring out what they're going to do as the playoffs roll on without him. All right, that is Audio Files coming up. Time to make you some money. Time for some lunch money. Johnny Pickhams, he's been hot. That's coming up next. Barton Hahn, ESPN Radio, ESPN Plus.
Bart and Hahn.
Hahn Allen on Bart Scott. Divisional round of the playoffs this weekend. We're getting closer and closer to it. We'll do some trash talk coming up 2 o'clock hour. But right now, Bart, you know what we're going to do? I'm going to go back to my sports writing days.
Whoa.
Each game, we're going to make a headline or two that we expect out of these games. All right, let's go through this quick. All right, so Bengals at Titans. Give me a headline.
Baby Cubs spanked by Titan.
That's it? Oh. Yeah. King Henry crowns Joe Cool. You like that one?
So that means that they won?
No. Like, you know, like you crown when you know?
Okay.
No?
Yeah.
You don't like that one?
Let's see.
All right. Let's go to that wasn't good then. That flopped.
Okay.
49ers at Packers. Give me a headline.
Niners feast on cheese curds.
Wow.
Woo! They feast on the cheese curds.
Wow. Okay.
I don't know.
Let's see. What would I say with that one? Would be Rodgers. It'll be boring. Rodgers overcomes 49er jinx. Eh, something like that.
Straight to the point.
Yeah, he's gonna fight, meaning the 0-3 is over.
Do you believe that?
I actually do, yes. All right, moving on. Sunday's games now. Rams at Bucks. Give me a headline.
I was gonna go Stafford slays the GOAT. But I'd maybe say,
what's wrong with that one?
Donald spanks the GOAT.
Spanks?
Because he helping, he kicking that ass all day.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I kind of like the Stafford one.
Okay.
That's better.
Slays the GOAT.
Yeah.
Yeah, Stafford. It's no fun names. You know what I mean?
Alliteration. You're always looking for the alliteration in a headline. That's always fun. How about Brady beats father time again?
Ah.
Because they're going to win on a last-second touchdown.
Benjamin Button.
The last game, Bills-Chiefs. Now, this one's kind of special. Like, this one you kind of feel like this is going to have a big game feel to it. So what kind of headline can we come up for this one?
Josh gets the Patrick Price.
Ooh! Wait, Josh gets to Patrick Price?
Yeah, baby.
You're going that way?
I'm going that way. Hmm. He got well, Strady Betty got it too, but also Josh gets it.
You're going straight with that one. Bills prove they are new Chiefs in town.
I like it.
Don't you feel like that they're on that revenge tour?
Yeah.
You know?
This is, man. They slaying the dragons, man. Like I told you before, I believe Josh Allen is taking all the pain. Like you know how all the former Bengals kind of rejoiced that Joe Burrow finally got it done? You know, all the former players that was right there. I feel like he's carrying Jim Kelly's pain. He's carrying James Lofton's pain. I feel like he's carrying all their pain, and he's going to exorcise the demons.
Allen throws wrench in Mahomes' dynasty plans. That's a good one. That's kind of long, though. They would tell me that's way too long. Those are headlines. You got them?
At
Barton Hahn. We're coming back in 10 seconds. Barton Hahn, presented by Progressive Insurance. Hey, tune into the ESPN Daily Podcast. It brings you a deep dive into a single story from one of ESPN's 100 reporters. Presented by Supercuts, download, subscribe, and review ESPN Daily. It's available wherever you enjoy your podcasts. Let's make some money off this weekend in lunch money.
Let's do it.
Let's do it. All right, let's do it. There it is.
Let's get some extra money in your pocket.
Cheese and sour cream on the taco.
This is Lunch Money.
All right, we go now to the phone lines. Johnny Pickhams, he was 3-3 in wild card weekend. And you're saying, well, 3-3? Well, that's not any good. Well, you didn't lose you any money. All right, so 42-33 on the season in the black. So, Johnny Pickhams picking all four divisional round games in a four-game parlay. Let us have it. Let us hear it. What do you got?
And you know what we did last week, Alan? We did the Mike Tomlin. We guaranteed an above 500 season for the year. No matter what happens from now, there's only seven games left. We'll finish above 500.
Amazing. It's amazing.
But for
so
this
again,
week,
plus, that's all that matters. Making money.
That's all that matters. So for this week, we got a four-pack and I put it into a parlay. Much like our friend Doug Kazarian, I got the Titans in the first half, -2.5. I don't like that hook for the game. I don't trust it. I could see the Titans winning by 3 and then we'd lose the bet. So I'm going first half, -2.5 with the Titans. For the Packers, this one scares me, but I'm going to trust the cold weather. I'm going to go Packers -5.5 for the game. Taking the Rams +3. We'll see what happens with the protection around Tom Brady. And then finally, Bills Chiefs. I have no idea who's going to win that game, so I'll take the over, 53.5.
Wow,
so that's the four-pack. I'll probably play them individually, too. And this bet would pay +1,100, so that means if you bet 100, you win 1,100. If you bet 10 bucks, you win 110.
Love it. Love it. I love the over, too.
Listen, I'm betting big with Johnny Pickhams, right? Because you're talking about this, the playoffs. You got to double your money down, right? You got to try and win it all in this, hope you get hot.
Well, he's been out. Again, no, he just guaranteed winning.
Yeah, I'm talking about increasing the funds that's going towards his dub.
It's all about increasing the funds. Johnny Pickens, all right, great job. So 42-33 on the season guarantees a winning season with his bets all the way back to week one. Awesome stuff. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776 is the number. Let's go. So, is this Bill? Do we have Bill here from Maine?
Yeah, I'm here.
What's up?
Yes, sir.
I see Bills, and I thought you wanted to talk Bills, but what do you want to talk?
No, I want to talk Titans.
Go.
What's the percent? What do you guys give the percentage? I mean, King Henry's back. It's over. They've established a passing game while he's been gone. They will crown Joe Cool.
Oh, see, he liked the headline.
Yeah, I think the buck stopped.
I love the headline. The headline has to stick. I'm making sure the Bangor Daily News up here in Maine prints it that way.
Well, then I'd love to see that. If they print it that way, I need to see a copy of that. But what do you
think?
I will
cut it and I will send it to you.
What do you think, Bart? Do you think it's how big is?
Listen, the Titans have experience, and I think last week we saw a lot of teams that didn't have experience in the playoffs. Arizona Cardinals being the biggest example of that, and I think they're going to understand the gravity of the moment, and they're not going to make the mistakes, and they're going to go and pound those little bungles to death.
The experience is going to be everything. 1 hour to go. Time to ramp up the trash talk. We're going to do that coming up next. It is Bart and Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio. Say goodbye, ESPN Plus for the weekend.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Hahn podcast. You can listen live to Bart and Hahn weekdays at noon Eastern on ESPN Radio or stream the video of the show on ESPN Plus. Bart and Hahn, the podcast.